Session number 6203.
Mr. Stagno, take two. Were you given any food at all, or did you take provisions?
No, I think there was food provided on the ship, over the during the crossing, like. But I think a lot of the people were bad and seasick and that sort of thing. So it was only a short journey, sort of most of the evening and through the night and to the early hours of the morning. So there was not a question of a lot of need for food being provided or anything like that. People did take food, of course, but there was some provided, I believe, yes.
What was the atmosphere like on this boat?
Well, very sad, I think, on average, for the people, families being having to leave their husbands and brothers and all that behind to go off, because we didn't know how long it was going to be. I mean, we expected it to be for the duration, right? But things didn't turn out that way. But sad, I thought, yes. On average, like, not speaking of myself in particular, but on average, yes, sad.
What did you yourself do on this journey, although it wasn't a very long one?
Apart from going around the ship and being nosy, I suppose. Nothing else, really, And I remember I was wearing my scout's uniform, and that's about it, I think, As to say, most of the journey was done during the night, so I probably slept all the way, I suppose, yeah.
Would most of the people have been used to going to sea?
No. As I say, on average, I don't suppose any of them ever been to sea before. The only sea journey they might have done, anybody, including myself, was across the Tangiers on the excursion. In a little boat across the Tangiers, which was a 10 bob excursion, which cost us £20 today. Yeah.
Were many people seasick?
I think so, yeah. I think it was very bad, I think. Even though it's only a short crossing, but I think they were seasick, yeah. And the conditions on the boat eventually, through that, and they wouldn't have been very good, I don't suppose, but as I say, it was only mostly a night journey, so. Thank goodness for that.
Who was in charge of the boat? Were there sort of officials coming round?
Yeah, there were officials, responsible for us from the moment that we left Chib until we eventually got billeted in Morocco. And they were responsible for us until we came back. Yeah. I don't know how they were organised. I couldn't tell you that one.
Was there any sort of war activity as you went across on this boat, or were you frightened that there might be?
Well, I don't think that entered our minds very much, because I don't think there'd been a lot of the war hadn't really spread very much to that part of the world, or Mediterranean, if you like. So I think things were quite quiet at the time, apart from whatever else was happening in Europe.
Did you consider yourselves refugees?
No, that's a word that it was like waving a red rag to a bull. And it, more so when we came to England. We were absolutely very annoyed anybody called us refugees, because we considered that we hadn't run away from anything. We'd been taken away, but we had never consented to go. And, we definitely didn't like being called refugees.
How about being called an evacuee?
Yes.
Is that better?
Evacuees, yes. We didn't mind anybody calling us evacuees, but definitely not refugees. We really strongly objected to that word, especially, as I say, during the second evacuation, more so than the first.
Could I ask you now about your arrival the other side? Where was this?
Well, we arrived in Casablanca. That was a port of arrival, where we were welcomed by most of the French. French organisations in the way of some military and other, like scouting and other organisations like that, who gave us breakfast and all that, welcome, that sort of thing. And then, of course, we were allocated to wherever we were going, into buses mostly, and we set off on a day trip to wherever we was going, which in my case was Marrakesh, which is a long coach journey, and with short breaks for food and that. But again, it was fairly well organised and very welcome, good welcome when we got there.
What were your first impressions of Casablanca and Marrakesh?
Well, Casablanca, we didn't see much of it because it was just a question of arriving at the port, being more or less in the customs area where we was given, you know, refreshment, breakfast and that. And then onto the coach. Marrakesh, I liked it. It was quite an experience. And if you want to see Morocco in its true form, go to Marrakesh. It was one of the biggest souks in the world, I believe, or in the African world. And I liked it there.
Was it very different to Gibraltar?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, entirely so, yes.
Could you sort of describe it?
Well, it's a typical Moroccan place, you know, with, as I say, the big souks, where they sell everything from a bag of chewing gum to a camel.
What does that word mean, actually?
The souk. It's the word for their market. And as I say, the one at Marrakesh is one of the biggest in Morocco, I believe. And also at the time, it was the headquarters of the Foreign Legion. So there was a lot of legionnaires walking about all over the place. It was entirely different to what to our way of life, yes. Although we'd been to Tangiers and that, but actually it was entirely different to what we were used to, yeah.
How about the people there?
Well, again, as I say, there was no question of mixing much with the local population because they were mostly Moroccans or Arabs, if you like to call them, and we only mixed amongst ourselves. I mean, we found out where different people had been billeted in Marrakesh, and of course we sort of saw each other during the dialogue, you know.
Could I ask you about the billets? You know, what sort of billet did you end
well,
up in?
Again, as I say, people were billeted in where there was any places going by voluntary people or something. We were billeted in a little house in the Arab quarter of Marrakesh, which was the person that owned it was, a shop owner of a French Frenchman, as far as I know. And he had a sort of house there, and he had his own living quarters in the house, but there was like a patio. It was a proper Arab sort of style house, and there was a patio within the house, if you get what I mean. And at the opposite end was like two rooms, nothing in them, just bare rooms. And my mother and myself were in one room, and the courtyard with a little well in the middle. And at the other end was another similar room where there was a lady and her daughter, a little girl. I suppose she was a bit younger than me. And we did have a Moroccan servant, not as completely allocated to us, but he used to do a lot of errands for us if we wanted anything like got. And but it was quite Spartan sort of accommodation, but quite nice, I found, anyway.
How about your host? Did you have much to do with him?
Well, no, we didn't see him very much. I think we only saw him once, I think.
And he was a Frenchman, you see?
I found him, yes. But we didn't see much of him, but you know, he was concerned with our welfare, as far as I can remember, but so I don't think we only saw him the once.
How about your mother with the cooking? How did she cope with that?
Well, we used to have to cook on a charcoal fire. They're little fires. Unless you've been to that part of the world, they're hard to describe. They're like a plant pot with a stem to it, you know, and little holes in it for the air to get through, and you fill the bowl with charcoal, and you just cook on that. So you don't get much variety.
Was this so different to what you've been used to in Gibraltar?
Yes, different, the cooking and all that in Gib was different. Some houses had, you know, proper stoves and things like that. Yeah, this was, but a lot of the houses did have charcoal cooking, but again, it was more elaborate than this is primitive sort of thing, you know, just like a pot and that was it. Yeah.
So how did you spend your time there in Marrakesh? Did you go to school at
no,
all?
No, no schooling at all for the time we was there.
How long were you there?
Well, we came back after the surrender at Dunkirk, when I believe we became more or less hostages. And we was brought back to the Rock after the fall of Dunkirk, which I think was May or June 1940. And in between, there was no schooling, no nothing. We just spent a day going to you know, shopping or walking, sightseeing. That's about all. There wasn't much sightseeing to do, but just walking around and talking to the other families that were billeted in Marrakesh.
And did you really expect to stay there quite some time?
Originally, yes. Originally, there was no limit set to where, you know, how long we was going to be, and everybody accepted the fact that we was going to be there for the duration. But I think it was only through the fact, the fall of Dunkirk and the collapse of the of France, and that we went back to Gibraltar.
Why would that have affected you, the collapse of France? Have you any idea?
Well, no, only... as I believe it's something to do with the Vichy government, I think, that we had to come back to, or get out of Morocco, and as far as I know, that's the only reason. I don't know what other political reason there might have been.
Did you feel unwelcome there, you know, after the fall of France?
Not at first, no. It was only eventually in the treatment that we got coming back, which was so different to the treatment we got going. You know, when we came back, it was just a question of whatever ship was available, plonk you on and get you out of the way. And we came back on a proper tramp and just had to stay on the upper deck under a sort of a canvas awning for, the overnight trip, but it was really uncomfortable and really cold. And to say, being on the upper deck and just a question of the first ship that was available, it took you back. No provisions were, you know, were made as such a sort of plan, nothing like that.
And everyone had to be sent back, did they?
Yes, we all came back, yes, eventually. Yeah, all came back to Jib and started trying to settle down again, but not to be for long.
What were people's feelings, do you think, at being returned so quickly?
Relief, glad, relief, and glad to, you know, get home again. Like, you know, some sort of saw they wouldn't leave again and all that sort of thing. You know, but as I say, things were planning a different way.
So, how long were you in Gibraltar when you returned from Marrakesh?
Well, again, say, you know, I'm quite sure of dates, but I know that the second evacuation, I arrived in London on Bank Holiday, August Bank Holiday. Monday. That was 1940. That I am sure of that. And the trip took about 3 weeks. And I must have a point this out there. When we returned from Morocco, most people were against any further evacuation. But the rumour was that we had to go again. There was definitely the rock had to be evacuated again. Only this time it was everybody, other than the men. Everybody, this second evacuation, everybody had to go. It was 6 months imprisonment or £100 fine, and still got evacuated. So there was no question of dodging the column. You had to go. And there was a lot of angry scenes in Jib, you know, demonstrations and so forth. But eventually the evacuation took place, and most people came to England.
Why do you think that was? What were they expecting to happen to Gibraltar?
Well, as far as I know, it was the attitude of Spain towards the war, whether to jump in on the side of the Axis or Germany, or to stay neutral. And on not knowing what her attitude was going to be and expecting her to go in the side of you know, Hitler or Germany, they evacuated the rock, because again, as I say, Gibraltar in those days was very vulnerable to blockade, and of course, as you realise, that being a little place stuck out in the middle of the end of Spain there, you've got to rely on all its food and in particular water, which is very scarce in Jib, and so by evacuating the population, civilian population, you would cut down the need, you know, for sort of replenishing stores and things like that, food particularly, and water. And that was the main reason for it.
So it was a sensible idea, you think?
Sensible to evacuate you, yes, but where to, that was a different thing. Yes.